Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Let everybody stay where they are.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we come to you live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Cable Radio Network, the American Forces Network, and live as I speak on Facebook.com/Ring Talk. Of course, the Ustream live video is up and running as I speak, folks. So if you'd like to watch the show from the Sports Byline Studios, feel free to do so by going to Facebook.com/Ring Talk. Hit the Ustream live button and catch the broadcast live as we do it here from the studios in lovely San Francisco, California. Of course, this first hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, all about the sport of boxing. The second hour coming up, we'll be talking MMA, lots of MMA news, lots of boxing news. Of course, tonight, Chad Dawson, the recognized light heavyweight champion of the world, in my book anyway, young man, lost only one fight. Not the greatest fighter in the world, but, you know, good enough, to, I think, to beat Bernard Hopkins tonight. Dawson comes in at 30-1, 17 KOs. A guy that's a left-hander, who I watched in Sacramento fight Epifiano Mendoza, like 5 years ago. And he punched so hard, you could hear his punches landing from ringside, from the first row. So I said to myself, you know, this kid's going to be something, right? He hasn't knocked nobody out since then. It's been like 5 years. And tonight, of course, is the rematch with Bernard Hopkins. Of course, Bernard now 52-5-2, 32 KOs, 20 defenses of the middleweight title, now fighting a light heavyweight, 47 years old. Time to stick a fork in him, folks, I think. Anyway, we'll talk about that and more today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll have a writer coming up in our first segment. It'll be KP, Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com. If you'd like to join us, please feel free to do so on the toll-free phone lines. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or join us on Twitter, twitter.com, and then use the hash mark Ring Talk. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Thank you for calling vacationsandstuff.com. Looking for a hotel? How about a car? Are you sure you don't want a car? What about tickets to a show? No? Then how about the car? We've got pony rides. Why not? Not for you? What about a cruise? It's just like a hotel, except it floats. How about a
Sometimes car? You just need a hotel. When you do, go to hotels.com.
How about a facial then? Back wax? Stone massage.
With over 20 years of experience and over 140,000 hotels worldwide, why go anywhere else? At hotels.com, finding you the perfect place is all we do.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a voice I'd know anywhere.
Little Lost Lonely Boys there, coming back from the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, this hour, we concentrate on the sport of boxing. We're here each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Let's take things to Southern California, the City of Angels, and bring in my man. I'm talking about Mr. KP himself, Kevin Perry. Kevin, very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. L.A. is lovely, and I am very blessed to be here.
Well, you know, speaking of L.A., L.A. used to be like the smoggiest place in the world. I remember going there in the late 1970s and early 1980s, and you could see like the rings of smog around the city. And then I was looking at at Yahoo's news the other day, and the 10 most populated cities in the country, L.A. wasn't one of them, but Bakersfield was, I think Fresno was, Visalia was. I mean, like the Central Valley, just a smut hole.
Well, you know what? I just saw, I'm outside right now by the street, and I probably saw about 6 or 7 Priuses within the last maybe 5 minutes. I mean, they're everywhere.
Everybody,
we're pretty environmentally conscious out here.
Yeah, well, you can, and I guess they can afford a Prius as well. Let's talk about boxing. Of course, tonight we've got Bernard Hopkins, 52-5, taking on Chad Dawson, 31-1. Dawson's lone loss to Jean Pascal up there in Canada. Has Dawson been a disappointment? Because when I watched him in 2007 take out Epifanio Mendoza in Sacramento, California, he looked like the next sensation. I mean, he cracked so hard with that left hand, I said to myself, you know what, here's a southpaw that can really punch, and he can box a little bit as well. What's happened? He hasn't knocked nobody out in 5 years.
Well, you know what? What's funny is I hear, and I think I was on ringtv.com or one of those websites, and I think they had some experts pick who's going to win. I think about all but one of them picked Dawson to win, and they all base it on things that his speed and his power and his boxing skills and this and that. That's what everybody talks about. But he doesn't really display any of those things in the fights. What he does is he kind of fights very methodically. He doesn't take a whole lot of risks. There's a lot of flaws he has that can be exploited, which Jean Pascal did. But maybe Pascal was able to do that because he's a lot younger and he's pretty explosive. And Chad Dawson kind of... he has lapses at certain times in his focus in fights. And I think people are trying to erase that fight out of their mind. But at the end of the day, you have to look at how the fighter fights in the fights and not by what he does in sparring or how he does against mediocre opponents. You have to look at how he performs against the elite opponents. He hasn't been all that impressive. I mean, he was pretty good against Thomas Adamick. But I think Thomas Adamick was struggling to make 175 pounds, and I think that's very obvious because Thomas Adamick is a pretty solid heavyweight. I mean, he can't beat the Klitschko's, but he's probably in the top five. So I think Hopkins, if Hopkins wasn't 47, I'd probably pick Hopkins to win. I'm just, I don't know, I hate picking against Hopkins because I've probably done it like the last 3 or 4 times. I've been wrong every time, so.
Yeah, but why would you pick
him on the fence?
How could you pick a man? How could he be on the fence when one guy's 31 and the other guy's 47? One guy's 29, the other guy's 47. There's 18 years age difference here. I mean, how could you be on the fence? This doesn't even sound rational.
Well, I'll tell you the reason why I'm on the fence is You can look at Hopkins' fights that he's won recently and the types of opponents he's been in there with. And Chad Dawson does have speed, and he's a decent puncher, and he's a southpaw, which probably doesn't help him because Hopkins' best punch is the right hand, the straight right hand anyways. And the guy that beat Hopkins the most convincingly, I think, over the last many years is Joe Calzaghe. And the way Calzaghe beat him was with activity. He didn't just sit there and be a sitting duck for Hopkins' right hand. He just outworked him. I think that's going to be the biggest problem is Chad Dawson, he likes to wait and wait for openings. And against Hopkins, that can be a big mistake because when you wait for openings against a guy that's 47 years old, he's waiting for you to strike. And when you strike, he moves out of the way. He counters you. You got to be busy. You got to outwork him. You got to play the numbers game. You can't be afraid of the incoming. You just got to go after him. And that's something Dawson's pretty reluctant to do in a lot of his fights.
Okay, somehow the audio just went off on the Ustream Live video, so you can scratch the Ustream Live video at Facebook.com. I guess I'll have to take the old computer back to my man, Ricardo Rivera, and have him work on it.
You didn't have my picture on there, did you?
No. I actually had a picture of Annie Oakley.
I was thinking maybe that's why it went out.
No, I had a picture of Annie Oakley. All right, so Hopkins, I've got, and this is really indicative of Dawson's lacking. I've only got him 11-5 favorite here. I mean, against a 47-year-old man, he should probably be favored by a lot more than 2-1. Okay, but he's not. And, you know, I just, how can I put this? I think he's been a big disappointment. I mean, he can't draw at the box office. He fought like 35 or 40 miles from his house outside of Delaware or in Delaware. He drew about 800 people, so he's not a draw. He can't sell tickets, and he hasn't been able to punch anybody out in like 5 years. So, you know, I mean,
thing I want to bring up about Dawson, everybody talks about his speed and his boxing skills and this and that. He does have good hand speed, but he needs to be set to punch. And I think that's the biggest problem with him. When you watch him, his feet are stuck in cement when he throws combinations. He has no real – his movement is okay, but as far as his feet and him being nimble on his feet, he's kind of he's got lead in his boots when he starts letting his hands go. Hopkins is going to see that move out of the way.
Sound like
Joe Calzaghe was much more elusive,
yeah,
more agile than Chad Dawson. I think that's going to be a problem for him.
You know, you sound like you're describing Miguel Cotto.
Quite possibly.
I mean, you know, lead in his feet. I mean, no, Cotto's trying to employ side-to-side movement, trying to improve his foot speed for Floyd Mayweather. Of course, that fight goes down 1 week from today.
I think in these videos, from what I've seen, Cotto looks like he's really taking care of that flaw that he has. With his feet look a lot quicker. He looks like he's in he's probably in a lot better shape, and I think that's that probably has to do with some of the work that he's doing with his trainer. I think he's Cuban trainers are very known for the style of boxing and counterpunching. I think that might – I don't think he's going to win, but I think it's definitely going to give him a chance to win the fight anyways.
All right. Seth Mitchell's on the undercard, unbeaten heavyweight, 28-0, 18 KOs, taking on Chaz Witherspoon. Chaz's been a bit of a disappointment, 30-2, 21 KOs. I've got Seth, a 3-1 favorite. He's a house fighter, and I think he's going to be hard to beat. What do you think?
I don't think Witherspoon has much of a chance. And part of the reason why is Chaz Witherspoon, he started boxing about as late as Seth Mitchell. So as far as, like, the muscle memory and that stuff, he's probably not going to have that either. Seth Mitchell, he's a bigger puncher. This is the perfect fight for Seth Mitchell at this point in his career. I think it's a guy that has a questionable chin, a guy that's a decent boxer. But also, although Chaz Witherspoon does have Virgil Hunter in his corner now, so that might help him, but I think it's his first fight with him, so I don't know how much that's going to come into the equation. But having a questionable chin against a guy who can really bang, and obviously they weren't going to put him in there with a killer. They saw the types of opponents that Witherspoon's been beating in his five-fight win streak that he's in, and none of them are anything of note. I can't think of the name of one of those opponents.
How about?
I think it's a safe opponent for Mitchell. If he's the goods, he should beat this guy pretty easily.
Well, I heard he's been fighting guys like Willie Standup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Little inside joke there from the Flash Gordon days, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing. Of course, this is the Boxing Hour. My name is Pedro Fernandez on the line from his lair, or I take that back, in the streets, running the streets of Los Angeles, is my man Kevin Perry. He is a featured writer at ringtalk.com. Johnny Gonzalez, 51-7, 45 KOs, the guy that can't spell his first name right, spells it J-H-O-N-N-Y, and his mother said that according to his mother, they made a mistake on the birth certificate at the hospital, and they never bothered to change it. But they originally wanted to be J-O-H-N-N-Y. He's taking on Elio Rojas. Gonzalez coming in at 51-7, had some wars under his belt, 45 KOs. Rojas, 23-1. Somehow they're making this for the WBC 126-pound title, which I found, I can't believe it, that they're putting a Mexican in the WBC title fight. I mean, I'm just, like, stunned.
Gonzalez has had the title. He beat the champion to win the title.
No, I understand. I was making fun of the WBC there. I know that. I know he has.
Oh, well, you heard they stripped Andre Ward of his WBC crown, right? Well, they made him the champion emeritus.
Yeah, well, that champion emeritus is a bunch of crap. But look what it's done for Sergio Martinez. Absolutely nothing. In fact, I think Sergio...
That's just absolute disgrace that they stripped Andre Ward. I don't know.
Yeah, but here's what's up.
They
strip Andre Ward, and they give the fight to some other clown, and they make the percent. They make their 2% off each fighter, as far as the sanctioning fees are concerned. So they've got another belt, and excuse my language, to pimp off, and that's exactly what this champion emeritus or whatever, you know, this silver champion, all this kind of. That's what this is all about. This is just about creating more sanctioning money. That's all. I mean, the WBC. The WBA, to an extent, they're both guilty of that. I want to stand by my man Paco Varcarcel and the WBO, as they seem to be the straightest of the sanctioning bodies without a question. Of course, the International Boxing Federation under fire from this corner, and my writer as well on the line from Southern California, for their not mandating a rematch between Tavares Cloud and Gabriel Campillo. Of course, that fight took place about 2.5 months ago, and Campillo won like 11 to 12 rounds, if not 10 out of 12 rounds. But the bottom line is he lost the fight at the end of the fight. It was a split decision loss, and he lost it. One judge had it 116-110. This guy named David Robertson, some Houston, Texas insurance agent. So I don't know why these guys, first of all, the judges didn't pass the Association of Boxing Commission's professional boxing judge test, as I did in 2010. So I don't know why they were even allowed to score this fight. And then when they came up with this hokey score, both him and I can't remember the other gentleman's name, but when they came up with these horrible scores, these horrendous scores, you know, they weren't even really licensed to. They were licensed in Texas, but getting a license in Texas isn't too tough. Look at Antonio Margarito.
Oh, well yeah. And what's funny is I heard a story this week that Glenn Trowbridge, the crappy judge that he was in his last bout, he's supposed to be heading the Association of Boxing Commission's, I guess it's a conference or something that they have for licensing new judges.
Yep.
Kind of one of those conferences they have. And
no, I've been.
I mean, if there's anything that just is more sickening to me, it's a guy that's putting in questionable scorecards is heading a conference to teach other judges how to judge bouts.
Well,
and his cards are questionable.
Questionable. He had Manny Pacquiao beating Juan Manuel Marquez 8-4. And any way you look at that fight, Manny Pacquiao didn't win 8-4.
No, he didn't. I think if you wanted to give the fight to Pacquiao and give him close rounds, you could have possibly had him winning 7-5. I don't see it being any wider than that.
Okay. Best of luck, Kev. Have a beautiful weekend down there in the sunshine in L.A., and I will talk to you soon.
All right, thanks a lot.
KP Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com. Got some interesting stuff up on the website, ringtalk.com, as I speak. Got a video of a fighter knocking himself out. I mean, can you believe that one? A fighter knocking himself out? Yeah, that's going on at ringtalk.com. Of course, all the odds, all the predictions for the weekend's fights are up there as well. We've got a couple of stories up there. Why do you dislike or envy Floyd Mayweather, or why do you dislike or envy Manny Pacquiao? Got a lot of hits on that one. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. 1-800 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Hello to my friends out there on the American Forces Network.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help. Call 888-831-7489. If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you. Call 888-831-7489. Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone. Call 888-831-7489. This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free. Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Tyson has taken some big punches. James Douglas is not a great puncher, but he's a 230-pound man throwing some hard stuff. And Tyson, to his credit, has stood in there and taken the punches.
Oh, what a right hand by Tyson to begin the 10th round. Emphasis on man, Larry. This has been an inspired, courageous performance by a man whose mother has died within the past month, whose son's mother is battling a difficult kidney ailment, who had every reason to come into this bout depressed and downtrodden, chosen by no one to have a chance of getting out of the first few rounds, and he has thoroughly dominated Mike Tyson, with the exception of the moment when he went down.
Well, the other day, John Johnson's Douglas' manager, and Douglas himself said, "I am a new person now," and apparently he is.
He's been a whole different person than the one every boxing expert expected to see here.
It appears that Tyson is virtually a one-eyed fighter at this point.
A desperate one-eyed fighter. Brawling willingly just to try to get in the shot that will finish things in.
Oh, the uppercut.
What an uppercut by Douglas, and down goes Tyson.
It's over.
It's over. Mike Tyson has been knocked out.
Unbelievable.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. is a set going strong. A lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
Here I sit, the Superfly of boxing and MMA radio, folks. 27 plus years now, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. Before I get to some news, I did a video, put a video up on the website ringtalk.com, and I talked about the two sides to the death of Benny Kid Pret. Of course, that was in 1962, and what happened was for years everybody thought that, you know, Emil Griffith obviously was in a fight with Emil Griffith that Benny Kid Pret was knocked out and then he died. Well, you know, there are those that have, say, Pret infuriated Griffith, who is gay, by calling him Americon, which in Spanish can be construed as homosexual or queer, as well as patting Emil on the backside. Okay, but the late Angelo Dundee told me one day that it wasn't Griffith's blows that killed Pret, although they were certainly the weapons that brought about his in-the-ring demise. No, Angelo said that Pret's wife hit him over the head with a frying pan, that's right, an iron skillet 2 weeks prior to the fight with Griffith. Regardless of the actual case, Griffith told me about 15 years ago that no matter how mad he was at Pret, he never had the intention and wanted to be the man that killed him. Of course, the video is at ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Speaking of inside stuff, Alex Ariza, a guy that I've always questioned as far as being the conditioning coach for Manny Pacquiao and several other fighters, putting a little bit more than wheat germ in his protein shakes, he has left the camp of Manny Pacquiao. And he put it this way, he didn't hold nothing back when he left. I'm serious. I mean, he said that, here's his comments, okay, about Manny's last fight. Manny looked good, but his body didn't cooperate with him last night. His balance was off. He looked very ordinary, nothing special. He was exposed. I don't want to make excuses about leg cramps, but our fights are getting worse and worse. We're starting to go in reverse. Unless we get back to what we did in the beginning, I don't see how we are going to progress. Well, Ariza this week left, or early last week, late last week, left Manny Pacquiao's camp and went to train with Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Now, what does this mean? Well, they had to bring in another conditioning coach, a young man out of the Philippines. But it means that, you know, there are cracks in the hull of Manny Pacquiao. I told you in the last three fights he's looked lackluster, that he hasn't really brought it. I mean, he stood in front of that Mexican punching bag. I'm talking about Antonio Margarito. Talk about having lead in his boots, but this guy didn't move around. He couldn't move out around the way. If you threw it a baseball at him from, like, you know, 10 feet away, he couldn't move out of the way and duck it. So the bottom line is he has no defense. Outside of that, the Juan Manuel Marquez fight, of course, in November the 12th, 2011. I had him losing that fight, as did a majority of the pundits ringside. In fact, when you checked all the press row, I think that one or two guys out of like 40 or 50 had Manny Pacquiao losing. Of course, Manny Pacquiao on his corner, in his corner before the 12th round, told by Freddie Roach, you need a knockout to win. Then he was praying in his corner, praying for the decision. He got the split decision win. Of course, that was when some horrendous judging. Of course, Glenn Trowbridge, one of the guys, coming up with an 8-4 score. And now, as Kevin Perry said earlier, he's going to be teaching judges how to judge. I mean, that's sort of like, it's like having Stevie Wonder teach you how to drive. Okay, it just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So Ariza's out of the Manny Pacquiao camp. Now, Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather, I wrote these two articles this week. Why do people like or dislike him? Well, people don't like Mayweather because, you know, he's cocky, he's bold, he's brash, he's loud, he's arrogant. I can go on and on and on. And people don't like Manny Pacquiao because, you know, they say that, you know, Manny Pacquiao's picking his shots, he's cherry-picking for the most part. I mean, let's be honest. He was supposed to fight Floyd Mayweather in March of 2010. Close to the end of 2009, I believe it was, he said, you know, I'm going to fight Floyd Mayweather, and that's all there is to it. Me and Mayweather are going to fight. Well, he wouldn't take the drug test. And this was after he demanded that Floyd pay him either $10 million or $1 million, some ridiculous amount for every pound he was over 147 pounds. So Floyd agreed. Floyd countered with, well, then you've got to take Olympic-style drug testing because I don't think that you're clean. Well, Manny Pacquiao refused to take the drug test. Okay, now we're like 2 years later. The fight still hasn't happened. Manny Pacquiao's come up with 1,000 excuses. Of course, the latest one being in January when he said he would fight Floyd Mayweather on May the 5th. But, quote, Floyd Mayweather's going to jail, so I can't fight him. End of quote. Then a few days later, the judge says, well, guess what, Floyd? Since you have this May 5th date rented out and have rented out the MGM Grand Garden Arena, we're going to allow you to fight May the 5th. You have to report for your incarceration date on June the 1st, okay? So then Manny Pacquiao goes mute. He becomes the Marcel Marceau, the mime of boxing. Doesn't say a word. A few weeks later, Bob Arum, his promoter, comes out. He says a few things. Well, you know, Manny's got a cut he suffered in November, so he won't be. Come on! A cut in November and he won't be able to fight in May, but he can fight in June against Ben Bradley, June the 9th. Here's hoping Bradley licks him like a stamp. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Next up, Chad Dawson. Bad Chad Dawson. Of course, taking on Bernard Hopkins tonight in the HBO boxing main event from Atlantic City, New Jersey. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, and of course, live on the internet as I speak. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
See no makeup, feel no makeup. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder perfects your skin without leaving a trace. Ultra light, ultra breathable, looks fresh, flawless, radiant in every light. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder. It will change how you feel about makeup forever. In shades for every ethnicity, try yours free for 10 days. Only at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Rock Hard Weekend is the ultimate male performance enhancer. It's packed with natural ingredients that really work, like Korean ginseng, ginkgo biloba, maca root, and L-arginine, which is an amino acid found in foods like nuts and salmon. It's the supplement for men who want more in the bedroom. Try it tonight and take your love life to a whole new level. Have you had a Rock Hard Weekend? Join the millions of men who have. Available at your local CVS, GNC, Rite Aid, Kroger, Murphy USA, Circle K, Pilot, or Love's.
Boxing is an unnatural act. Because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left. You don't step left. You push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain like a sane person would do, you step into it.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If what you're looking for is real loving, then what you see is what you get.
Well, folks, my next guest, I am honored to have him in the house. He is 30-1 with 17 KOs. He is the current light heavyweight champion of the world. They call him Bad Chad. I'm going to call him Mr. Dawson. How are you this morning, Mr. Dawson?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on your show.
My pleasure, man. How's life treating you? How's your lovely wife?
Oh, she's doing great. The kids are good. Everybody's doing good.
All right. So, Bernard Hopkins, you know, I mean, the guy's older than, I mean, I don't even want, he's old. He's almost older than dirt. I mean, why is he, he's still boxing. He pulls off these controversial fights where he ends up getting hit or laid down or injured and this and that. And he hasn't done it once, but he's done it two or three different times. And he did it to you the last time. Now, do you think he was faking?
In my opinion, yes. I think he was faking.
Okay.
What I tell everybody else is I've been in the ring with several different fighters, so I know the difference between a fighter who doesn't really want to be in the ring. You can see it in his eyes. And that night, I saw it in his whole posture, the way he looked, the way he just carried himself into the ring. He just didn't have it in him, and I saw that. I noticed that. That's the first thing I noticed when I got into the ring.
All right, so when you guys hook up for this rematch, are you going to, on October 20th, are you going to be taking it straight to him? I mean, is there going to be no holding back this time? What's going on? Will the game plan be?
I just want Mr. Hopkins to fight. I just want him to fight. I want him to come and be the champion that he is, the legend that he is, and defend his titles.
Well,
I don't want any more nonsense. I don't want any low blows. No dirty punches. I just want to fight.
But, you know, but that's his M.O. now at 46 or 47 years. I mean, he's 46 years old, Chad. I mean, really, what do you want him to do against a bad young brother? I mean, seriously, if you were like an old dude ready for the wheelchair and you were fighting some dude that was in his prime and you had to, like, roll in the wheelchair to get up to the ring, wouldn't you take the easiest way out?
Hey, if he wants to be the world champion, he wants to still stick around in the sport where there's a bunch of young guys coming up. If he still wants to be amongst these young guys, I mean, it's him. You know, I wouldn't choose to do it, but it's the sport. It's a blood sport. So we go off of blood, and, you know, he's the champion, and I want what he has. I want to be the champion. So I got to do what I got to do to feed my family. So that's what it is.
Okay, you talk about him in being wanting to be a fighter, this and that. Don't you realize at this point in time, and for a long, long time, it's been about nothing but money with Bernard Hopkins? I'll tell you what happened.
Yeah.
One time I took Bernard to dinner. We went to dinner at the Riviera Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. He was going to fight, I can't remember his name right now, but he was going to fight the next night. He had just weighed in, and we're kicking back. So we had dinner in the buffet, which was cheap. We had these buffet tickets, so we didn't have to pay for dinner, okay? So we had dinner at the buffet, and then it came time to leave, and he wouldn't leave a tip for the waitress. So I had to reach in my pocket and pull out $5 or $10 and, you know, leave it for the waitress, because there was like four or five of us at the table. And she was bringing us drinks and sodas and cranberry juice and things like that. But he was so cheap. The man was making like a few a few hundred thousand dollars the very next night. He would not leave a tip. That man, I have never met a cheaper man in my entire life. Honest to God, man.
I've heard stories, but I mean, as some of the stories I've heard, I thought they were just joking. But I mean, I heard some stories that and I couldn't believe it. Like, he's made so much money, but I mean, it's not my place. They talk about his money, how much money he's made, but, you know, I would have thought he's made enough money to be able to throw a couple of dollars away. But I have heard stories about how cheap he is, but that's not the point right now. But I mean, I just want to fight. I want a fair fight on the 28th. I want a fair fight.
Okay. Do you think he'll give you a fair fight, or do you think he's going to pull some more of that B-hot BS?
I don't know, because it's hard to tell, because in the press conference, you know, he didn't want to do the stare down. He didn't talk. So I'm having like mixed feelings. I don't know if he's playing mind games or if he's really gonna come to fight. Because it really doesn't matter if he's playing mind games or not. Because regardless, if he comes to fight, I mean, he knows what's gonna happen to him, and I know what's gonna happen to him. He's gonna get his butt whooped.
Okay. You know, his legacy as a middleweight wasn't bad. Okay, but he really isn't a light heavyweight per se. And you know, I've always got the impression that he's taken a few little bit more than vitamins to look at rock solid at the age of 46 or 47. Do you feel me, what I'm trying to say there?
Yeah, I understand what you're trying to say, and that's came up several times over the last few weeks, so that's definitely been on my mind. But you know what, it comes a point where you're too old even for the drugs, for the enhancement drugs, so I'm not really worried about that either. So okay.
We're talking with a bad... Go on.
I mean, if he was using it... enhancement drugs, I mean, it didn't do any difference in the last fight, because even the time that we locked up, I mean, I didn't feel any power. I mean, in his punches, I didn't feel anything. So I mean, I think he's just too old for anything, even for the drugs.
Okay. We're talking with the Bad Chad Dawson, folks. He's world light heavyweight champion, 30-1, 17 KOs. Of course, he is the current WBC title holder. He has WBC, right?
No, the WBC title holder. Remember, the commission gave him the title back.
Oh, they gave him the title WBC. Back.
And the WBC awarded him the titles back, and the commission called the fight a no contest.
Hmm. Okay, so you feel he was faking. A lot of people think he was faking. You know, I mean, Bernard Hopkins, I think if you can give him any awards of late, maybe you should give him an Emmy for doing the best fake job on TV.
Yeah, that's the same thing I've been saying, man. He's an actor, man. I mean, I don't know what script he was reading from that night, but it was a hell of a script.
Okay.
But, I mean, I just never seen anything like that. When he hit the canvas, I just knew that I knew he was going to fake it, and he was going to try to get out of the fight.
Okay. Well, you know, he's done it two or three times before. There's been, you know, he's got a history of doing this kind of stuff. And the referee, Pat Russell, he and I have had our differences over the years, but I think he made the right call. And other people say
yeah,
no.
Yeah, that night he made the right call.
Yeah, I mean, and other people.
That night he did, but then when we got with the commission, when we had the ruling, he got in there. He totally just changed his whole story. He said he saw the tape, and he said if he had saw the tape that night, he would have called it a no contest instead of awarding me the winner.
Interesting.
I don't see how his mind changed from that night. It's cause the night of the fight, it seemed like his mind was made up. He was sticking with the ruling, with the decision he made, and then I don't know what changed his mind.
Okay. So, we're talking with Chad Dawson, folks, of course, on April 28th at the Boardwalk Hall. Of course, they used to call it the house that Gotti built, the house that Arturo Gotti sold out so many times in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Of course, the site of Mike Tyson and Michael Spinks back in 1987. I mean, there's a lot of history in this hall as far as boxing is concerned. And hopefully, in your mind, this is going to be a retirement party for Bernard Hopkins, huh?
Yes, definitely. That's what I've been calling it, the retirement party. And, I mean, I think the night of October 15th, I mean, that was supposed to be my night that night. I was supposed to make history in California, but didn't pan out the way I wanted it to, so I get a chance to do it again on the 28th. And hopefully he'll come to fight, and we can get the fans what they wanted, and we can get Bernard Hopkins out of boxing.
Well, Chad, maybe you ought to give out, you know, when you send out a few tickets to your family, friends, and things like that, maybe you ought to send them out as retirement party tickets.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, hopefully he'll be having it. Hopefully they have it already set up for that night, and I can stop in and, you know, show my face.
Chad Dawson's our guest. As I said, April 28th is Bernard Hopkins. What do you think Bernard Hopkins' claim to fame is? I mean, you know, the guys that he beat and real big names that he beat were smaller guys than Oscar De La Hoya and Felix Trinidad and people like that. But what is his claim to fame?
I mean, I don't know. I don't really look at it as his claim to fame because, like you said, as a middleweight, he was a great middleweight. He was. You know, and I remember time being a young guy watching Bernard Hopkins fight and wanting to see him fight, you know, but, you know, over the last few years, you see, to me, in my opinion, he's diminishing the sport. And, it's a lot of young, like, I shouldn't be fighting Bernard Hopkins for these titles because Bernard Hopkins should not be in boxing. You know, he's too old. I mean, and he's talking about breaking records with George Foreman and everybody else, but he's doing it the wrong way, you know. I mean, I don't know how you call yourself a legend when you got out of the fight the way you did the last fight in October. I mean, there's just so many things, and I just want to get rid of him and get him out of the sport so that, you know, light heavyweight division could go on and reach new heights. So, I mean, that's just my whole thing.
Okay, what's going to be your attack mode? What are you going to change things anything differently than you did in the first fight? I mean, are you going after?
We don't really have to change much because, I mean, we saw everything that we trained for that fight. We saw that night, you know, the 1-2 in headbutt, the 1-2-3 combination he got with the headbutt. I mean, the holding, the leaning, he jumped on my back several times. I mean, so hopefully all these things won't. The ref, we have a good ref, and he'll be in there, and he won't allow those things to happen, and we can fight like boxers are supposed to fight, and we'll figure out who's the better man and who's the champion tonight.
Okay, did you happen to catch last week's Vitaly Klitschko? Derek Chisora fight. Did you watch that on TV?
No, I didn't see the fight, but I seen the weigh-in.
The weigh-in, and then the.
I seen the press conference after the fight.
Yeah, man, there was more punches thrown before and after the fight than there was during the fight.
It looks like he took more of a beating after the fight than he did in the fight. It was like David Haye caught him with a couple of nice shots.
David Haye, they tell me now, I was just reading on my Twitter account that Chisora is back in Germany to watch Alexander Povetkin fight today. I think Povetkin's got a share of the light heavyweight title. But I'm going to go back to the Klitschkos for a second. Now, do you think if they weren't 6 foot seven, if they were 6 foot one inch fighters, they'd be as successful as they are?
Honestly, no, I don't think so. I think their size is the reason that they're dominating the division right now. I think a lot of people can't deal with the height. No one's really that near as close to the height. I mean, it's a few guys, but you know, right now they're dominating. I think it is because of the size.
Yeah, because Larry Holmes was just on the show and he said it's all because of their size and their reach and this.
Yeah,
and that.
I agree with that.
Because here's what's up, Chad. I don't know how you feel about this, but if I was 6'7", 250 pounds, I would be destroying people.
Yeah, exactly.
They have
good skills. I mean, you can't say they don't have good skills. I mean, they got size advantage and they have pretty decent skills. So I guess that's just enough to get by in the light heavyweight division nowadays.
Yeah, in the heavyweight division.
I don't think they would have been able to hang with the guys back in the day, you know, with those guys. But right now, I mean, the division is kind of, the heavyweight division is kind of weak.
Okay.
So they're at the top of the division right now.
All right. Have you started training for this fight yet?
Yes, I have. Well, I've been in the gym 3 times a week. Okay. Just getting ready to go out for camp. So I've been heading out for camp in a couple of weeks and ready to take the show back on the road.
So where's camp going to be for you?
Oh, we don't know yet. We're looking at a few spots. We're thinking about going over to Puerto Rico to the Olympic facility over there and training. We're thinking about Florida, but right now I'm thinking I'm leaning definitely towards Florida.
Yeah, I tell you what, Puerto Rico wouldn't be too bad. And the reason why I tell you that is that you could probably get a lot of peace and quiet over in Puerto Rico, maybe more than you could.
Yeah, I thought about that too because I've never been to Puerto Rico. And I don't really know anybody, so and I don't speak Spanish, so. Maybe it'd be a lot easier for me to stay to myself and be on the low.
Yeah, I was over there, and I was definitely on the down low over there for like 3 months off and on, working doing some TV over there. I had a good time, and the people were nice, and the food is okay if you stay at the hotel.
You might have persuaded me to go to Puerto Rico.
Well, it's just not bad. And if you stay anywhere near San Juan, go by and see my man that runs the WBO, Francisco Valcarcel, because Paco's a very nice man, a very good man, a very honorable man, you know, just like you are. Now, come after the 28th, let's look at life on the 29th. Let's be honest. We both think that you're probably going to light Bernard Hopkins up like the White House Christmas tree. What do you envision the 29th of April being?
The 29th, the day after the fight?
Yeah.
I'm just looking forward to waking up and being a world champion again, being back on top of the light heavyweight division. And hopefully I'll do it in a great fashion. Bernard will come to fight and I can show everybody what was going to happen on the 15th, and the boxing world will embrace me, and I'll get that respect I finally deserve and the recognition I deserve.
Well, you get some.
That's really what, you know, deep down, that's really what I'm fighting for. You know, recognition. You know, I feel like now I'm really starting to feel that I really haven't been getting the recognition I deserve over the last few years. But you know, this fight right here, all that could change. So I'm just looking forward to being back on top of the division.
Well, you're getting your respect from me, sir. All the best to you, and God bless you, and good luck to you and your wife.
Right, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Bad Chad Dawson, folks, and soon to be light heavyweight champion of the world. Of course, Bernard Hopkins and him hooking it up. That is April 28th on HBO. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain 250 $150,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power bringing you back here. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Want to say hello to everybody on 3WE 1100 Atlanta G. Of course, they held the UFC event last week, a sold-out crowd, big $2.3 million gate. They had a good time. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history if you're joining us for the very first time today. Let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners. We're here each and every Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, don't forget, you can always go to the website, ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com, and catch all the latest podcasts, all the latest videos, all the latest. We got it all going on there. Want to mention Paulie Malignaggi, one of my favorite guys, 30-4, 30, only 6 KOs. He can't punch. Kicking on a guy named, let's call him Vi Sechenikos, 32-0 with 21 KOs for the WBA welterweight title. That is in the Ukraine tonight. Good luck, Paulie, because you will probably need a knockout for a draw. Of course, Chad Dawson, Bernard Hopkins tonight on HBO. There's a Televentura fight tonight as well with Fidel Maldonado, 13-0, 11 KOs. That's on Televentura if you don't have the pay HBO channel. Till next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life. 'Cause I love you so.